Om Shanti. A very good morning to you. Welcome to today's session on soul conscious practices. We have with us Brother Girish, who is in the education department of Rajayoga Education and Research Foundation in Shantivan. Brother Girish is a engineering graduate, worked with many companies. He was in US also. He has been in knowledge since more than 40 years. He is a writer. He writes a lot of articles in our magazines, published books. And he is the script writer for many of our documentaries, like Who I Am. There is a documentary, many famous documentaries. He is the script writer and he is an experimenter. So he has experimented a lot on soul conscious practices in several decades. So this is more of a probably experiential session also, because he has a methodology for experiencing soul consciousness. He is very practical in that. So let us hear from him on this topic. Thank you for coming today. Enjoy the session.
Good morning, all of you.
The topic given by us is the scientific explanation for soul consciousness. It is both scientific and logical explanation. I hope it is okay for you.
Om Shanti, good morning again. Translation ready?
Yeah.
When we say scientific, what does it mean? Scientific, you know, study of soul conscious or scientific. When we say scientific, what does it mean? From the angle of science, we have to think about it. Because in science, either medical science or psychology or any branch of science, there is nothing like a soul existing as an entity. Soul is non-existent in science. But we say scientific, it's more of a rational and logical approach to the experience of soul consciousness. So when we say scientific, it's practically experienceable. We should be experiencing it practically. And that is what is the effort today. We will just go through that effort of practicing soul consciousness. If it was a branch of science, we would have studied in our schools and colleges. But it's not there. We study only here in this school. So that is our first day lesson. And that's the one which we will be practicing throughout our life. So when I say I become soul conscious, or I will attain the stage of soul consciousness, what it means is we will start practicing something which will take us to that stage. Repeated practice, 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 practice. We keep practicing and then we will keep reaching that stage of soul consciousness. So today we practice a little, we will reach certain stage. Tomorrow we will continue that practice, we will reach some more stage. Day after tomorrow it may happen that I will keep practicing, but my stage will not go as expected. But the practice pays off in the end. The practice pays off because it is working. As much as we keep practicing, we will start experiencing, and that will become our natural stage. So today we will go through those practices. Sorry. So before practicing, three things are necessary. We are all his, Shiv Baba's. So, you know, this humility, very important, intention that guides us, and surrender, a feeling of surrender towards Shiv Baba. Why? Because in Murali's, Baba says that, you know, I will make you soul conscious. I will make efforts, all right, but Baba says, I will make you soul conscious. So, since very long, we have been under body conscious, and we don't know that we are in body conscious. And then we have been in body conscious, now we will start making efforts to be in soul conscious. We keep making to the best of our ability, but for our efforts to become soul conscious, it is ultimately Baba who bestows us the stage. So that's why Baba keeps telling in Murali, I will make you soul conscious. So we'll just recapitulate what we had learnt in the first day's lesson, just for clarity, that I am a soul, just a point of light. I reside here. When I say I reside here, a little bit inside. I'm just a sentient point, and then today also Baba was telling in Murali that everything is stored in this minute point of light. So how is it possible? How is it possible that so much is stored in this point of light? How do you explain that? Anybody would like to share your thoughts? But you know, like larger hard disk will hold larger data. It is becoming small, yeah. Okay. Any other thoughts? She was telling, you know, she was comparing with that memory devices which are becoming smaller and smaller, and then they are holding huge amount of information, right? That's what was your point. Anything else anybody would like to, you know, share as to how a small point of light contains all the information? Seed. Yeah? All information. Okay? Something like that. Okay, then? Any other thoughts? What kind of light is this? Spiritual light. Okay? And then we can't see spiritual light. We can see this light, but we can't see spiritual light. Any other thoughts? Okay, one of the important caveat here is that we should not be comparing from the physical viewpoint. This is the secret of practicing the soul conscious, because it is not something like a physical matter which will hold memory or information. It is metaphysical. So soul is metaphysical or subtle. Baba keeps using this word, subtle. In the world, like metaphysical is often used, but here we use the word subtle. So this is not at all a physical matter. So we have to understand and grasp in that way. So it's not that, you know, it's not something like where we store huge amount of information in a hard disk or a pen drive. It is totally different. Even information is subtle, soul is subtle, thoughts are subtle, understanding is subtle, everything is subtle. So we should just come out of the mindset of physical verification. That's when this will start working very effectively. So always we are so much used to feeling something physical, comparing with something physical, that we feel that there is something there without our own awareness. We start comparing soul with something like a material and then start analyzing with respect to that. We should come out of that domain and then understand that this is totally non-physical. Everything is non-physical. So then it becomes easy. When it becomes non-physical, the size doesn't matter. Shape doesn't matter. Space doesn't matter. whether it is here or whether it is somewhere, it doesn't matter. Shivaba may be in Parandham, but it doesn't matter whether he is here or he is there. The size doesn't matter because everything is subtle. So we have to get into that mindset of grasping something which is non-physical, which is not at all a physical, not even an atom. It's not even an atom. Atom may be so small, but it is after all a physical, either atom or electron or anything. So here we are going with non-physical. So on the first day, we were taught that soul is a tiny point of light. Just for the illustration's sake, making it bigger, and then we know that I am thinking, I am making decisions, and then I am forming my own sanskars by doing the karma. So there is no doubt in this. And another diagram, they are all happening simultaneously. It's not that it is always happening one after the other. It's not that I will think, then I will decide, then I will do karma, then it forms sanskars. Yeah, that's how it works, but it is not always in that time order. It's almost simultaneously. As we are thinking, we are also doing work. As we keep thinking, we are deciding something. As we keep doing our work, sanskars are getting formed automatically in me, the soul. So these are all happening simultaneously. That's how it's being shown like this. So everything in that tiny point, everything is happening. And whatever we talk of virtues, everything is an aspect of soul, not of the body. So all the virtues, all the qualities, even the intelligence, emotions, feelings, all are the aspects of this tiny soul, not the human body or the human brain. This is very important. You know, it's all about the, when we say intelligence quotient, it's not about the brain, it is about the soul. Okay. With this foundation, let's start practicing some soul consciousness here. And then when we say practice, we will be contemplating over that point again and again. So the very first one which we were taught, what was that? The very first practice or the very first point which we came across, what was that? Introversion. Okay. Then, now when we came to this university, what was that first soul conscious related information that was given to us? Information or the lesson? I'm a soul. And then what was the comparison? Sorry? What was the comparison given? Analogy given? Analogy. I'm here. I'm not the body. Then we were given a very beautiful analogy. And that is car and the driver. Such a beautiful picture. Just think over, Baba keeps talking about chariot and the charioteer. There is a body is like a chariot and the charioteer. In other words, so that's how this first lesson came up. The body is compared to a car and I am its driver. Now we know that if there is a car moving, car is passing by, and then if it happens to be my close friend's vehicle, let us say, or my relative's vehicle, what will be my thinking? It is so and so person's vehicle. That's how I will be thinking. So there is a driver in that car, and that driver is my friend, or that driver is my relative, that driver may be my partner, father, whatever it is. We will think like that. Automatically, more than the car, we are thinking about the driver. In the same way, when we look at the body, we are reminded of the driver, that is the soul, who is operating this body. Let's think over it again. Whenever we see a body, it's an opportunity to understand that that body is being operated by somebody called soul. Just as in that car, we are not able to see the driver immediately. Here also I am not able to see that soul, but that soul is operating it. So this is the practice we will do right now. Very basic practice, and this is where our soul conscious efforts begin on the very day. So let's just, you know, like take a minute time to just look at each other. Just take around and look everyone. And then when you are looking at everyone, what is your feeling? That body, car, driver. There is a driver sitting here inside. And that tiny point, which is so tiny, he is operating this body. So, as I look at the body, at the faces, I am reminded of the person who is operating that body. And I myself am a person who is operating this body, and I am connected to all other persons or all other souls. When I say a person, it's actually we are referring to the soul. So a small point to be noted here. Whenever we are addressing soul, how are we addressing that person? Soul, how are we addressing? See, when we say somebody, when we talk to somebody, we will say, either say she or he, looking at the body. But when we are looking at the soul, what is our mode of addressing? How do we address? It, yeah. Sister told, all right, you know, this is our spontaneous, you know, response. We say it. Why so? Neutral. Is it that it is neutral? Because of neutral we are addressing like that, or just that, you know, like we didn't give thought to the point that the soul is that person. That soul actually is that person. And it is also used to address non-living things. So, you know, like maybe that realization may not be there, but if we just give a careful thought, we need to address soul as something human, not human-like. He, Baba says soul is a male. He. Oh, okay. Okay, I was not aware of that. So, just by replacing that word it with he or him when we are referring to soul, that will make a lot of difference in our consciousness. That point, we see, not this one, in the previous one, that point we see, is that living being, is that living being, and then he is that point, he is that. He has got that body. He is living in that body. And so on. That's the way we keep addressing. Yeah. Okay. Nice. So, the language itself is corporeal. So, the languages are designed to address human beings in physical form. So, somewhere we have to go beyond that and then address soul as soul is, that is he. So, you know, like how to practice that? The way there is a window here, we are looking through the window outside. So now we will practice ourselves being inside. We will say driver is inside the car. The other way of telling it is car is outside the driver, outside of the driver. I am in the driver's seat. I am sitting in the driver's seat. And car is surrounding me. It's an inside-out perspective. Just the way this person who is looking outside the room, through the windows. So, am I the soul, seated inside, and then I am seeing the world through this eyes. These eyes are the windows. So, we'll just try to get into that mindset, inside-out mindset, where I am seated inside, and then I am seeing the world outside. So, that person, you are able to see the cursor? Yeah. See, this person, it's nothing but soul in our case. We are that soul seated inside, and then we are just that person, as the way that person is seeing through the windows, I am seeing through the eyes. Just bring this analogy, and then the points will become clear and clear. We should never be assuming, or we should never be imagining when it comes to the practice of soul consciousness. It should be constant experimentation. It should be constant, like going through the analogies Baba has given, and then try to feel myself as a soul, experience myself as a soul. Okay? So, another analogy Baba gives in the Murali. You can go through that Murali, you can note down and then go through that Murali. It's a wonderful account of how to practice soul conscious. Baba, in that Murali, Baba keeps asking questions and questions about how we speak, how we talk, how we are, how we eat, in what, consciousness we eat. There are many, many questions related to soul conscious. So much so that Baba says, with your constant soul conscious practice, you will be the one who will be bestowing the vision to the world. That's what Baba says. Starting with the simple soul conscious practice, we will be the one who will be bestowing vision to the world, Sakshatkar. So it's a very interesting thing. You know, this is that power that this practice holds. This is that very essence, this is that very thing that we are here for. We became Brahma Kumars or Brahma Kumaris to exactly practice this soul consciousness and then become soul in a way and make others soul conscious and then connect them to Shiv Baba. So just as there is a diamond in the box, the attention is not on the box but on the diamond inside. We are seeing the diamond even when we are seeing the box. This is the way to practice soul conscious vision. So when we are looking at the person, so as I am seeing the body, along with the body, I am seeing the soul. It is not imagination or visualization or assumption. It's understanding that there is a person sitting inside. So when we see a driver in a car, we don't imagine there. We understand that there is a driver sitting inside. We understand that. In the same way, there is a soul sitting in the body. And that all these days I thought that this body is everything. No, now my consciousness has changed. My understanding has changed. It is not this body which is visible that is the reality. It is the soul seated inside the body. We will have outside perspective as well as inside out perspective. Driver's view of the world and the value of that soul. All the value is carried by the diamond. It's a sentient diamond, not by the box. So this is what it is. So we are those souls. Now we will practice a bit, like based on whatever we, the slides we went through. We know that souls think, which means soul thinks. In other words, I think, meaning I the soul think, I the soul think, means I should be finding out the origin of my own thoughts. So at this moment, while we are sitting, we will just give some attention towards our own thoughts. We will try to find out from where are these thoughts originating. How are they getting originated? From which spot within are the thoughts arising? That particular spot. We will just try to find it out. Observe your own thoughts. Ask a question. Where are they coming from? Where are they arising? Which is the spot within this head in which thought is arising? Where thoughts arise. I am trying to find that spot. You would like to share your experience, what you found, others will tell. What you like, were you able to identify that spot from where thoughts are arising? Your thoughts or your findings, please share. Yeah. Yes. Point. Yes. 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 Yeah. Only one energy. Spread everywhere. Okay. You cannot find the point. Yes, I understand the point, but I cannot find the point. Very nice. Yes, that is a practical, you know, experience. Yes. There is no thought. I focus on the soul and there is no thought. Yes. Then any other perspective, any other realization or any other findings? Yes, sister. Like rays they are going, beams.
Yes,
from there it is arising. Yes. Then, very interesting, right? So we are observing our own thoughts, which we are creating. These are our creations. These thoughts are my creation. So I am observing my own creation. I am observing my own creation. I am finding out the very spot in which these thoughts are arising. And then, like, this is something which I have been doing from ages, across births. But now I am trying to find out what it is. That brother was telling seed, you know, that. Then any other realizations or thoughts you want to share? This is our experience, that it is going like a beam, it is all over the head, like a smoke or something, something. It's all our experience. But what is the knowledge telling us? What is the knowledge telling us? And then sister told, you observe and then thought itself is not there. You observe the soul and then thought itself is not there. So what is the knowledge telling us? The knowledge says that we are that point, and I am that soul who is thinking. So it means that it should be possible to find out that particular spot where thought is arising. If I just think over it, it should be possible. If it is not possible, I have to put some efforts to make it, like, you know, to find it out really. Something is spread out here, something is fallen, I will search. But I know that it is there in the room. I don't know where it is, but I am searching. It's not impossible, but it is difficult. But not so much difficult either. Because somebody says that it is in this area, I saw that in this area. Then we will narrow down our search to that area. First I thought thoughts are all over the body. Then it may be in the head. Now Baba says it is here, soul. You, the souls, are thinking. So which means there is some spot here which is very much tangible. And from that spot, in that spot, thoughts arise. And if I find that, it also means that I myself am responsible for those thoughts. They are arising without my own awareness. They are arising without my own knowledge. Just arising and then I don't know. But I have this capacity to think also. When somebody says you do like this, I will think and do. Some mathematics I will think and do. If I have to search something, I will keep thinking. I will keep deciding. So I will be doing all these things simultaneously, which means I am capable of doing everything. Now we have to only give a small attention to as to where I am doing all these things. All these things I know, the very first day I came to know. The same thing, I have to give some attention and then find out from in what spot within this head that thoughts are arising. And then take control. Now I start creating thoughts in that place. That's when we will achieve mind control. Till then you can see it will just be going here, there. By the time I just do it, like, you know, spend some time, several thoughts would have gone. And then Baba keeps telling in the Murali is that every thought is important. You should not be wasting your thoughts. Even, you know, like, thoughts have got a lot of power, etc., etc. So now, this is a continuous practice. We'll keep practicing this. And then, take control of our own thoughts. I will create those thoughts. I will not allow thoughts to arise. Yes. Yes.
And if we are, that means attention.
Yes. That means attention. And it means also the realization that thought is arising in me and then yet I don't know. It means, logically means that I'm sitting there and then creating thoughts which I'm not aware. I don't know, I'm not aware where I'm sitting. You know, I'm in a deep slumber. I get up and then I don't know where I am. It is like that. And it takes some time for a person to find out where he is at that time. A person walking meets with an accident. Next minute finds himself or herself in the hospital but don't know where he is or he or she is. Starts blinking. Where am I? What has gone wrong? Where? People will come and say you are this, that. I don't remember. There is some injury and then I don't remember. Memory loss. And then it takes some time for me to think and then remember what really happened and then who really I am. You know, that's when I will start realizing, oh, this is what happened, this is what I am. This is the same thing that has happened to me. From Satyug, Tretayug, I was soul conscious, I was aware of all these things. Afterwards, there was an accident, I fell into body conscious for half the kalpa. Now, Baba comes and then is telling me, but I am trying to remember. But that memory has not yet come. Slowly, I am able to comprehend it. And now, I have to fully comprehend it. So, I don't know where I am. So, now I know that I am sitting here. So, I should be able to, it is very much tangible. I should be able to find out my own thoughts, the origin of those thoughts, the spot from where it originates, and which means that I am sitting there and then I am letting those thoughts arise without my control. Now, my purpose is to take control of that thoughts, because that's when I will control, take control of my life. No, it is the meaning of, I won't say, like, you know, maybe, but the better term would be, the brother is telling, think before you think. What I am telling is a clear awareness that I am the master of my own thoughts, and then I am the creator of my thought. And then I create them. And then I should be aware that I am creating them. Just I am aware of what I am speaking, what I am talking. In the same way, I should be very clear what I am thinking. My having the creation, my own creation under my control, my regulation. I want to think what I want to think. I don't think what I don't want to think. What are not permitted, I won't think. That kind of, you know, getting into that kind of, you know, stage. Okay, so now we will create some thoughts. Whatever thoughts we have been creating so far, the same thoughts we will create. What are those thoughts? We remember Shiv Baba. So Shiv Baba is one thought. Shiv Baba lives in Paramdham. That is another thought. No imagination, only thinking. Okay, as we keep thinking, what will happen is memory in the soul opens up, triggers. Thoughts trigger the memory in the soul. Memory is stored in the soul. Okay? So now, I will think Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba is in Paramdham. Paramdham is world beyond this world, beyond this corporeal world. Shiv Baba is ocean of knowledge, ocean of peace, ocean of love, ocean of happiness, ocean of peace, almighty, ocean of bliss, ocean of mercy, kindness, forgiveness. So these are all some thoughts. Now which we will create consciously at that spot. That means I will create them one by one. And then see what is the effect of that practice. Okay? So, I don't force myself. I just observe myself, my thoughts, and then I know that I am seated in that place, and then I will create thoughts one by one at that spot. That seat of the soul has got its own special significance, special value. See, like you go to meditation room, there is a power. You come to Mount Abu and then it is totally, Madhuban is totally different from the rest of the world. We feel the vibrations there. You go to center and then you feel much, much better, comfortable. In the same way, this spot is the most powerful spot. It's a special spot. Baba keeps referring to that as the throne of the soul. The throne of the, you know, Akal Takht, Baba says. that is the throne where you people are sitting. So there are many, there are a lot of significant things attached to it. So that as much as understanding that I am a soul is important, that importance has to be given to the seat of the soul as well. Sitting in that place, I will be having a lot of power in my thoughts when I create them. So now, for the next 2 minutes, we will make all these thoughts, create these thoughts. We will create these thoughts one by one. We will create these thoughts one by one. Om Shanti. So, you made an attempt to create the thoughts. It's an attempt and then it's an effort. Okay. As we keep doing it, as we keep making efforts, we will feel the benefits and then we will feel the reality. We will realize the reality. You know, how I am really a point of light, how I myself create thoughts, and then how I myself make decisions, and then from there how I perform all the karmas. Everything I will be able to. So it's a practical knowledge. So there is nothing like an assumption. I should never be assuming that I am a soul. I should never be imagining that I am a soul. I know that I am creating thoughts. I just have to, you know, trace it and then to my roots. And then realize that I am sitting there. And then keep realizing and then I will certainly feel I am really a point of light. And that will be the most powerful stage. And that's when I feel what is the meaning of power. It's a practice. It will not happen in 1 minute or 1 hour, may or may not. But the important thing is, we should focus on practicing. We should, that fact that I am creating the thought and then consciously creating that thought has to be practiced again and again with attention till I get a mastery over that. It's a very long journey, but I can start feeling right now. And then I can feel the control of my own mind. What is mind? Like I think, and then that thinking capability is called mind. It's not that there is a mind and then I will tell that mind, you think. It's not like that. I think and then my thinking capacity is called mind. Ability is called mind. In the same way, I decide and then my decision making ability is called intellect. It's not that I will tell intellect you decide. No, it's not like that. I decide. Okay. So there are some other practices like this. We will quickly go through. So I, the soul, am the one who is hearing. I am hearing through the ears. Just an illustration. This presentation I will be leaving with Arvind Bhai. You can take it actually. So then, you know, like I, the soul, I am speaking. I speak. So, and then I am the one who is seeing through the eyes. I am a point of light. I am seeing through the eyes, or the sceneries, whatever it is, the objects, they are all converging in me, the soul. I am sensing them. And I am sitting behind and then seeing through the eyes. Driver's view. Driver's view. You know, like inside out perspective. So you see this and then practice and then it will become very interesting. Life becomes very interesting. Soul, you know, like it's not something which has to be forced upon within ourselves. Just we have to keep contemplating, reflecting. Oh, this is what it happens. Oh, this is how I am. Oh, I do like this. Okay, while I am practicing all these things, there will be distractions. It's okay, fine. Distractions are perfectly fine. But we should not be giving importance to those distractions. This is very important. One mistake we spiritual efforts make, often make is, we keep making efforts, then there will be distraction. after we realize, we spend lot of time in analysis of the distraction. Yes, sister? We spend, usually tend to analyze those distraction. How it is, why it happened, when it happened. We will try to go to the sources of distraction, but we will not go to the sources of our own thoughts. See the irony. You know, this is the interesting thing that are going on in this world. In world means in my own mind. So now I have to, you know, like, don't give any significance to those distractions. I should just continue from where I left last time. I should resume it from there and then continue my practice. I should be taking, taking pleasure or finding, happiness in creating the thought consciously. And this is my effort. Over a period of time, everything will be falling in place. And so that's the same thing. And then we are seeing soul to soul. When we are seeing, I the soul, I'm sitting, I am a driver sitting in my car, other drivers are sitting in their car. When cars cross each other, they will be like, they are aware that that driver is there and then I driver. If I know the driver, I will even wave my hand. So it is soul to soul connection. So watch this picture and then try to internalize this. Practice this. It will be very interesting experience. We will feel a lot different when we start practicing in this way. We really see the reality. We will experience the reality. And all the souls in the world are connected, and then we are all connected to Baba. And so we are all connected to Shivaba in this way. Consider yourself as a soul and then connected to the Supreme Soul. You become soul and then connect to Supreme Soul. This is the difference after we come to knowledge. Before that, we were all praying God, but we never considered ourselves as soul. We only try to remember Him. So it will become a physical remembrance, not a spiritual remembrance. So now, I will understand myself as a soul and then from there I connect to Him. So this is Raj Yoga. This is meditation. So there is one video. There are 21 soul conscious practice in that. If you just give the search word soul conscious practice Brahma Kumaris, you will find this icon. In that there are 21 practices. So you can keep doing it regularly. It's in English. Okay, Om Shanti. I think we'll conclude. Traffic control is going on. And then we will spend few minutes in this Om Shanti.